Two Democrats are vying for lieutenant governor and two for attorney general. But in 2009, even with gubernatorial candidates, the statewide primary turnout was roughly 6% of voters. The 2005 statewide races yielded a turnout of 2-4%. State election lead Matt Abel says the candidates are battling a trend.
We have some statewide races here for the Democratic Party, so the idea that it might be a little bit more interesting for folks, and by that interest, they participate more. But historically, yes, primaries are not as highly participated in.
Democrats also have three House of Delegates seats on the ballot, while Republicans have eight. Abel says those who want to vote for a Republican House nominee must use a GOP ballot without the statewide offices.
So what a citizen has to do in a case where their jurisdiction or polling place is experiencing this dual primary is choose to either vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary. But again, they're not permitted to vote in both party primaries.
Voters should bring IDs, but photo IDs will not be required for this election. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.